Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Lily Bewley podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is your host, Lily Bewley, and I'm honored to have conversations here with thought leaders, visionaries, healers, and even solo conversations with myself about things I am currently reflecting on. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our jobs, our unhappiness. We have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls. And these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 162, a solo episode today about what patterns really are. Before we get into the show, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts by dropping me a DM on Instagram. Remember, it is a safe place and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate and share and review so we can get out the word to more and more people and souls who want to heal. And now on to today's episode. What patterns really are? So this is such an interesting conversation because in the personal development space, there is this attitude and this overarching kind of filter that if we're seeing patterns in our life that we don't like, and this is everything, this is like from money to job to relationships to dating to even your business or your career, if you're seeing patterns that you don't like, that there's something wrong with you, that there is something inside of you to fix, that all of the personal development space, not all, but a lot of the personal development space is about using fear and using shame to make change. And that is, from my personal experience and the experience that I have gone through with my clients, is completely wrong and it's completely false. Using fear and using shame to create change can create short-term change for sure. But if you're looking for the long-term vision, if you're looking to feel full and whole and fulfilled and enhanced in your life in whatever area that you're working on right now, fear and shame will not get you to that long-term sustainability, that ease and calm and prosperity that you are looking for in your life. If you're looking for the long-term change, if you're looking to really, really rewire your thoughts, your brain, your nervous system, if you're really looking to reprogram instead of having negative thoughts all the time, to have positive thoughts without kind of trying to override and convince yourself that this is a thought that you should have, then that does not work. It does not work. And patterns have been kind of negativized, you know, even, you know, something like an attachment style. If you're listening to this and you know your attachment style, how many times have you joked about to your friends or inside of yourself, like, dang it, that's my anxious attachment style, and you've hated it? And again, that sometimes works in the short term, but not in the long term if you're wanting to create lasting long-term change in whatever area of your life that you're working on. So what patterns really are is they are a manifestation of something inside of ourselves from a root cause level, like from a seedling level. And whether it's patterns that you're seeing in your thoughts, whether it's patterns that you're seeing in your emotions, like how you feel, whether it's patterns that you're seeing in your dating life, whether it's patterns that you're seeing in your relationships, where it's patterns that you're seeing in your behavior, What this really is this is not surface level, which is why the surface level stuff will not help it change. What this is something at a root cause level. A lot of times it's subconscious or unconscious, or you can get to it maybe a little bit on the conscious level. Is there something at the root cause level that is creating an environment for this pattern to continuously show up in your life? And I'm not bypassing the spiritual meaning of patterns. Like a lot of times in the spiritual community, you know, this is, if you've taken the feminine dating archetype quiz, this is a lot about what happens for the goddess woman. But the spiritual community will try to make meaning too quickly of why a pattern is showing up in your life. And you can probably make meaning of it consciously. But then when you're in it, and when you keep seeing it again and again and again, even though you may know what the meaning is, that is where it gets really frustrating and really confusing. Because for whatever reason, you cannot make the change. And again, it's not because something is wrong with you. A pattern is really just like a signal. It's a signpost that there is something at the root cause level that you cannot get to yet. It is a indicator. It's a signpost for your next level of healing. So your pattern, whatever unhealthy, you know, undesirable pattern that you're seeing, you know, in dating and relationships and life and money, it's not you. It is just a part of you that is really screaming at you, trying to communicate with you to heal at its next level. And so what does that mean? If your pattern was a part of you, if your pattern was just a part of you, what would it be? What would it be saying? What would it be doing? What environment is it in? What's it scared of? Who is it scared of? What's your relationship to that pattern? Do you hate it? Do you want it to go away? And if you're saying, yes, I hear you. And my invitation for you is there a way for you to get curious about this pattern instead of pushing it down, pushing it away, or pushing over it and overriding it? Because what the real work in the level of healing that you're at right now is to not look at this pattern as disdain, as there's something wrong with it, as you don't want it to be there. Because here's what happens. If you do that, then what you are doing is you're actually recreating the traumas that have happened outside of you and to you and perpetuating it on the inside of you unconsciously. So for example, if you grew up in a home where you were not seen and you were not understood, you were not heard, you didn't have a voice, your voice wasn't recognized, and you were punished or overtly or covertly for speaking out or speaking up, then that pattern inside of you today that is trying to show itself to you in your behaviors, in your actions, in your thoughts, in your emotions, it's trying to show itself to you on the inside. But if you push it down, push it away, or ignore it, then you're actually recreating those past patterns that you have been through inside of yourself. So you have an invitation. Instead of pushing those away, can you look at it with curiosity? Basics: who, what, where, when, why, how. Who is around you when this pattern exists? Who was around you? What's happening? Where are you? Where is this pattern? Why is it coming up? How can I get to know you more? That's the basics. And over time, when you do this, this is what healing is all about. Healing is about changing the conversation the relationships with different parts of you inside of yourself. Over time, when you start to get curious about these parts of you, what you'll find is all that these parts want from you is love. That's how you become love. And again, this is definitely a process. This isn't going to happen in the 10 minutes that you're hearing my voice. But over time, you start to show the parts of you inside of yourself, your patterns. I'm using parts and patterns interchangeably. You start to show what love really is. Because you're providing a different experience that you experienced in your past to the inside parts of yourself. I hope that helps you today. Listen to this again and again and again and again and share this with your friends. Talk about it because this is so, so important. If you want to be unconditionally loved in your life, you have to. Very rarely do I say that you have to do something, but I have seen no other instance where this is counterproductive or there's anything that is, I've never seen anything that shame and fear can change long term. When you want to become a beacon of love, a beacon of light, a beacon of magnetism, a beacon of authenticity, a beacon of all of your needs and your wants, desires coming to you in your life, like people talk about manifesting. Manifesting is really just aligning inside of yourself with who you are and what you want. So in order to align yourself inside, all of your parts have to be on board, or most of them, most of the time. We're not talking about 100% perfectionism here. We're talking about most of your parts most of the time. And that doesn't mean that they don't speak up. That doesn't mean that they don't go through hard times inside of you, because they do. But what again and again over a period of time, when you do this again and again and again, your parts will learn to start to trust you, because you're not recreating those past breaks in love and connection, being seen and heard and understood that you experienced in your life inside of yourself. If this doesn't blow your mind, listen to it again. DM me on Instagram. I want to hear what questions you have, how I can help you do this, because this is, I sincerely believe that this is what our world needs right now. It's for you to become in alignment with who you are so that you can feel full and whole. And then you go out and do the work in the world and watch the world change. DM me on Instagram. I want to hear from you. I love you. Thank you for being here. Don't forget that you are loved and you are supported. Don't forget to take the feminine dating archetype quiz if you are dating or in relationship. You want to reveal your blocks to love and find your true love match. It's always there at datingarchetype.com. If you would love to support the show, please do so in the show notes. For as little as 99 cents a month, you can show me that you're out there and buy me a coffee. Definitely wouldn't say no. And if you are having patterns show up in your life that you do not like, please know that it's a part of you. And please know that you can take back your power by getting into some type of healing, whether that be therapy, whether that be coaching, whether that be free programs out there, because there are some. The ripple effect is real. When you do your work, the outside of you will start to reflect what's happening on the inside. That's how it works. From the inside out. So it is your responsibility. I love you, and I'll see you next time.